Sunday morning, 3/12/23. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title is called The Transition Phase. Thank you, Lord. Transition is always the hardest part before the birth. In childbirth, it's the part that brings forth the child. Your nation and the nations of the world have been in labor pains, but now it is moving into transition phase. Timber, right? This is the time that you will have to trust me. Know that I'm with you, and I said I will never forsake you, and I would be with you until the end of the age. This is the birth of a new nation, a godly nation, one nation under God. For this to happen, the transition must come. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as in heaven. Keep your confession of faith no matter what you hear or see. My kingdom is coming and nothing can stop it except yielding yourselves to the enemy. Always remember that my goodness is running after you. Always keep this in the forefront. I have done this before. I brought the Israelites out of Egypt after 400 years of slavery, made them rich and well overnight, and destroyed the enemy in one swoop. How much more will I do this for you, my chosen ones? Let every thought, every word that you speak enforce this victory in your life. Never give up the word. Always keep it in your mouth. This is a time of rejoicing. That is the greatest time there has ever been on the earth. Just keep your eyes on me and I will lead you to total and complete victory. Never allow worldly thinking to come into your minds. If you needed to do anything, I would have instructed you to do so. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider, and I said to take no thought about your life, eating, drinking, and wearing, and my word has not changed. I have from the very beginning of creation provided for my man. I like it that way. It is my way. It has not changed. I am your provider. Think about creation. He put all the precious metals in the earth, everything right there, man's fingertip, a garden. He even watered it. The biggest threat in this time is hate and fear. This is the agenda of the evil one. Avoid it at all costs. Those that push this agenda, I will not look at favorably. Even Christians love to fear porn. Forgive them, but don't listen to them. Stay in love and in the faith realm. I am love, and love never fails. Now I want to read a scripture to you. Matthew 13. Starting with verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which sowed good seed in his field. And while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servant said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. In the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. All right, let's go over to verse 37. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Tares are darnel or false grain. Consider the parable of the sower. Satan is after the word. He aims to sow darnel or false grain. How did the tares become so thick? Satan stole the word and replaced it with fake news. His false grain leavened the whole lump. The time has come for the tares to go and for the transition into my kingdom. Yes, it is time. I will do it. I will root them out. So rejoice and recognize what I am doing so that you can stay in praise and in faith and not be surprised at what is about to unfold. Okay.